Avec Shopify,
listening to The Global Populist Right Has a MAGA Problem by Helen Lewis, published on the 16th of March, 2025. This audio article was produced by audio journalism app NOAA, News Over Audio, and 11 Labs, using an AI voice. Nigel Farage loves Donald Trump. The 60-year-old's day job is as the parliamentary representative for the English seaside town of Clacton, and as the leader of Reform, the latest of his populist right-wing parties. But Farage is often focused on America, and his heavily advertised friendship with the 47th president. As the leader of a party with fewer than half a dozen members of parliament, Farage knows that his American profile gives him a grandeur he would not otherwise possess. But now, Farage's embrace of Trump has become a liability. The 47th president is broadly unpopular in Britain, where Farage hopes to improve the 14.3% vote share he received in last year's election. He likely needs to at least double that proportion if he wants to be prime minister one day. Even worse for him, Trump's MAGA movement is seen as overtly racist and pro-Russia, two huge turnoffs for the majority of British voters. Even Britain's right-wing newspapers were outraged by Trump's shabby treatment of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in the Oval Office, while Reform's existing voters are already outliers in their sharply anti-immigration views. Heading further to the right is not a winning strategy in Britain. Or elsewhere, really. The populist right around the world has a MAGA problem, Sundar Katwala, the director of the think tank British Future, told me. There is a backfire effect in countries that aren't America. Key figures in Trump world, such as Musk and Steve Bannon, continually urge European populists to take more extreme positions on race, immigration, and cultural issues. Ultimately, Trump's fundamental positions have limited appeal to most European electorates. His abandonment of Ukraine is so unpopular in Europe that Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and the French far-right leader Marine Le Pen, two natural MAGA sympathizers, have carefully distanced themselves from it. As MAGA becomes ever more extreme, allies such as Farage must decide how far to go along with it, in the knowledge that, if they do not oblige, their domestic rivals will. The Reform leader has just fallen out with one of his five MPs in a drama precipitated by, who else, Musk, which played out on, where else, X. Back in January, Trump's first buddy declared his support for the agitator Tommy Robinson, but Farage recognizes Robinson for what he is, a rabble-rouser with numerous criminal convictions. When the Reform leader repeated his long-standing refusal to admit Robinson to his party, Musk declared that Farage doesn't have what it takes. Farage has repeatedly forced out people from his various parties when their inflammatory rhetoric tipped into overt extremism. In 2018, he left the UK Independence Party after it appointed Robinson as an advisor. Farage has a winning formula, Katwala believes: be guided by the British press. If the Mail and the Telegraph think the candidate has a racism problem, ditch them, he said, referring to two right-leaning papers. If it's just The Guardian, which leans left, you're fine. In the US, however, any such boundaries have collapsed. The breadth of permitted opinion, Katwala said, goes all the way out to the Proud Boys, the far-right group whose leader was jailed for his part in the Capitol insurrection and then pardoned by Trump. Voters outside the United States have one more objection to the MAGA movement. Trump and his allies talk about other countries in a profoundly alienating way. America first? Fine, but not. America thinks your tin pot country is a joke. The toxic combination of Trump's pro-Russia leanings, Vice President J.D. Vance's arrogance and condescension, and Musk's sad case of advanced poster's disease have tanked America's reputation among its traditional allies. Ben Ansel, a University of Oxford politics professor, believes that MAGA's sympathy for Moscow has given Europe's mainstream politicians a potent attack line. We may finally be witnessing the moment of hubris for the past decade's unstoppable rise of populism, he wrote in a recent Substack post. When mainstream politicians attack conservative populists, the latter can easily shrug off any criticism as the revenge of elites. Populists who actually side with an existing foreign enemy, though? Well, that clarifies matters. Now, every decision the populist takes can be tied to the foreign enemy. In recent weeks, Farage's approval ratings have noticeably fallen. Populist parties define themselves as being against the status quo and the mainstream, but many of their members and voters hold eclectic and divergent views on economics and other issues. European voters have long been wary of Moscow's intentions. What's new is a sense that the people now running the United States have lined up with Russia and against Europe.